enjoy the way Glenn Miller plays
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Mike lurches through his front door, battered and bruised, as Gloria wraps birthday presents unaware.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joey.
Mike sinks into a chair.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
She finally spots him.
Help! Oh, my God.
Michael! What's the matter? Your coat is all...
Did you get mugged again?
Honey, you won't believe what happened to me. I was standing on the subway platform, waiting for the train.
Yeah?
I got a little impatient, so I leaned over the edge of the platform to see if the train was coming. I slipped and fell on the tracks!
Oh, my God!
And the train was coming! Just in the nick of time, these two guys grabbed me. They picked me up and put me on a platform. They saved my life.
Oh, thank God for good people.
Well, it was kind of a mixed blessing. While one of them was dusting me off, the other guy picked my pocket.
Come on, well, the important thing is that you're safe and alive and well.
Oh, watch that knee. Oh. Knee. I hurt that knee there. Oh,
ooh,
kiss it. Yeah, ooh, watch it.
Oh, honey.
You know what kept going through my mind? What if you'd been with me? What if we both fell on the tracks and got killed?
Michael, please, that's morbid.
Honey, what if you'd been with me? What if we both been killed? Who would take care of Joey?
Honey, don't make such a big thing out of it. An accident like that happens maybe once in a person's lifetime.
Yeah, usually right at the end.
I hate this conversation.
Honey, we gotta decide right now who would raise Joey.
Well, if we have to decide right now, I don't see why we have to look any further than Ma and Daddy.
You want your father to raise Joey? I wouldn't trust that man to raise a window. Gloria, Joey's future is at stake. We're not gonna have him raised by a man whose idea of great poetry begins with "There was an old man from Nantucket."
Honey, well then, who would you suggest?
Oh, I don't know. What about Don and Andy Scheinman? Well, they're a very happy couple.
You know why, don't you? They're always stoned out of their minds.
Come on.
Oh, come on. They're on everything but roller skates.
All right, forget the Scheinmans. What about Craig and Sue Raimi?
Gloria shakes her head.
They're divorced. Craig left her.
You're kidding. Who would Craig leave a beautiful girl like Sue for?
For someone named Chuck.
Craig and Chuck?
We should call them, you know? They're probably not planning on a family of their own.
She slaps his knee.
Oh, watch that knee there! Couldn't you do that on your own knee? Oh, boy, am I dumb. Honey, why didn't I think of it? Our best friends, Al and Trudy. They were married right here in the house.
Yeah, not a moment too soon. Poor Trudy. Al wouldn't marry her till she was 3 months pregnant. That's what kind of a guardian he is.
Gloria, you want perfection, we'll get Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. Al and Trudy are terrific. They're young, they're educated, and they think just as we do.
I'm not so sure I want Joey growing up like Al.
What, you'd rather Joey to grow up to be a bigot like Archie?
Oh, you mean the way I did?
Honey, you're different. Joey's just a baby.
Well, what do you think I started out as, a duck?
Look, if it were just your mother, I would say fine. But we can't take the chance that Joey would be left alone with Archie.
Well, then we have to make sure that Joey is left alone with Ma.
How?
We'll kill Daddy.
Joey toddles through the front door holding Archie's hand.
Here we are. Hey, I hope this little guy learns to walk by himself soon because he's breaking his grandpa's sacro whippercat.
Hi, sweetheart.
Yeah, the mommy, that's
Roy,
the way.
Did you have a good time in the park with your grandma and your grandpa?
Oh, did he ever? It reminded me of when we used to take you to the
park. Yeah, when we used to take you to the park.
Did you take him on the swings?
Oh, yeah,
he loved the swing.
Did you take him on a slide?
Oh, yeah, he loved the slide.
He went nuts on the slide.
Did you take him on the teeter-totter?
Well, we took him over there, you know, but when we got to the teeter-totter, there was a wino passed out on.
Archie shrugs.
Or when you see the pictures I took.
Oh, I bet your first voice
is
going to
be come out beautiful. Yeah. I want to tell you, Stu, the most vivid gift I ever got in my life was when you give me this kid for a grandson.
Look,
Gloria glances at Mike, who looks away.
He's getting tall.
You had a very busy morning, and I think it's time for you to take a nap so you won't fall asleep at your party.
Daddy ain't hollering and he's tired, dear. Why does she always hold him off to the side?
You know, Joey saw his first butterfly today.
This time of year?
Yeah. How do you like that?
Oh, it was the beautiful one with big yellow wings and purple stripes and black around the edges and little white dots.
Yeah, it was fluttering around close to the grass,
and Joey was so cute, he tried so hard to catch
it.
Did he catch it?
No, he was too slow. So I killed it and stuffed it in his pocket.
Gloria returns.
Your father murdered a butterfly today.
Oh, that's nice.
How does he mean to murder? What does he use?
You know, you must have shown him an awful good time because he went out like a light.
Oh, hey. Wait till I show you what I got him. I was down at Kauf's toy store today, you know, and I got him this. This is his grandpa's personal gift to Joey.
A toy machine gun.
Guns.
This here is a model of one of the real ones they give the guys nowadays. It's a hell of a lot better than what they give me to kill Crouch with in World War II, I tell you that.
Archie's a whole year old. I'm surprised you didn't get him a real gun.
Plenty of time for that when he gets older.
Mike, if you don't like it, we can take it back and get him something else.
Good.
What do you mean, take it back? I got a right to buy my grandson a present. He got a right to have it.
Not if I don't want him to have it.
Oh, Jesus, isn't it a great dictator over here? You're supposed to be the big bug on the Constitution, right? Do you know the First Amendment of the Constitution guarantees that baby the right to bear a machine gun?
First Amendment guarantees free speech.
Same thing, buddy boy. You got a gun in your hand, you're free to make any speech you want. Ready on the right, ready on the left, ready on the five and line.
You are not giving my son a gun.
This is for you, Pinko.
What are you doing? Give me that guy.
German Schutzstaffel sitting there. Get her.
Oh, Daddy!
A little Jap sniper here.
She takes it.
All right, I know that you meant well, but we'd rather you give Joey something a little less violent.
Ah, come on.
Oh, gee, we'll get him something else.
We'll get him something else. What do you want to get him? A little dolly in a pink party dress?
Oh, no, don't get him a doll. We already got him one. It's so cute.
Don't tell me. Oh, gee, look, you got a knot. Now I can lay down and croak. I seen everything. A dolly. What, are you going to raise him up to be a fruitcake?
Well, let's do it your way, Arch. We'll raise him up to be a mafia hitman.
I'll give this to somebody else. Give it
Daddy.
To me.
Daddy!
Archie rips the head off.
Don't make a federal case out of it.
Well, I can't give it to Joey like this.
Well, maybe you could find some poor, deserving little sissy kid who would like a deprecated peepee. She hits me on the tooth.
Maybe we can find some poor, deserving homicidal maniac who'd like this.
Mike breaks the gun.
You like that?
You know what you just went and done? You blew $7 of my hard-earned dough.
Now, stop it, both of you. You're ruining Joey's birthday.
The hell with the birthday? They're ruining Joey.
For your information, Arch, all Gloria and I have been talking about this morning is how you're ruining Joey.
I don't know. What is he waiting
for? No, I think we're
what does he mean by that?
Gloria, I have made up my mind. We are not leaving Joey with him. We're leaving Joey with Alan Trudy.
When?
When we're gone.
Where the hell are you going on his birthday?
Arch, what I'm trying to say is, if anything terrible should happen to Gloria and me, we've decided to leave Joey with Alan Trudy. We feel that for a lot of reasons, that would be the wisest choice.
Archie looks to Edith.
You mean if you die, you want your friends to bring up Joey instead of his own grandparents?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Mom.
Well, what are you saying here? You saying that her and me ain't good enough to raise our own grandson?
Gloria turns to Mike, who averts his gaze. Then she turns back to her parents.
Huh?
Gloria lowers her gaze.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess there ain't nothing left to say, except... Where's my hat?
Archie and Edith head to the door.
Ma, Daddy, don't walk out on Joey's birthday.
Listen, I mean, if we ain't fit to raise Joey, then we ain't fit to be at the birthday. Well, let me tell you this. You're going to sing happy birthday around here. Don't let me hear it next door. You better keep it pretty low. Or I am gonna call the cops on you.
Archie storms out. Frowning, Edith looks back at Gloria and Mike, then follows him out the door. Edith returns to the Stivics.
Hi, Ma.
Hi, Ma.
Hello. I want to talk to you.
Where's Daddy?
He's home. He don't want to ever step foot in this house again.
Well, you didn't give us a chance to explain.
Yeah, there were a lot of things to consider.
Raising a child is a really hard job, you know? There's 101 things to do every minute.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know you went through it, Ma, but it gets tougher as the years go by, and... Well, maybe child rearing is for younger women.
Gloria, do you really believe that?
Gloria glances at Mike.
No.
I thought you'd trust us more.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with your father and me?
Ma, there's nothing wrong with you.
Let me tell you something about Archie. He loves his grandson. He's a good grandpa. I never seen him show so much love as he does to little Joey.
Well, maybe I can explain it to him.
No! He's too hurt already. He don't want to talk no more about this.
I want to talk about this.
Archie barges in, pointing at Mike.
Get away from me, you. I want to talk to my daughter over here. I want to...
He sits on the broken gun and falls into Gloria's lap.
Don't laugh! Don't nobody laugh!
Scowling, he gets up and sits on the coffee table.
I want to hear this from your own mouth. That you don't think your mother and me is fit guardians for little Joey.
Look, Arch, we know this is tough on you.
I don't want to hear nothing from you. Do you think if you died... And some stranger come along to take that child, that I wouldn't grab him?
We can put it in the will.
The will, huh? I would take any will into court and have it thrown out.
On what grounds?
On the courthouse grounds, under the window. think any self-respecting Republican judge is going to go against me in this? A veteran citizen of New York and alive in favor of a dead Pollock from Chicago?
I think our decision is speaking for itself right now.
Well, is this your decision?
Gloria fights back tears.
I wish I were dead.
Me too.
Oh, listen. Let me tell you, meathead, death ain't gonna save you from me. I would dig you up, dust you off, drag you into court and say, look at this.
I hate this conversation.
In the meantime, live with that. I had my say, and that should be good enough for you. Let's go.
No, Ada,
what the hell is the use in talking to these people? They ain't gonna listen. It's like the old adverb, you know, you can lead a gift horse to the water, but you can't look in his mouth.
Archie leaves, and Edith stands at the door.
Tell Joey his grandma and his grandpa wish him a happy birthday.
Come on. Now, you know in your heart that Al's the better choice over Archie. Don't you?
My father might be a lot of things, Michael. But I am willing to bet you that at a party, he never made a pass at his best friend's wife.
Al Bender did that?
Honey, I wasn't going to tell you. I didn't want to ruin your friendship.
Behind my back?
No, right under your nose. You got bombed, and then he got a little grabby.
Grabby? Where?
Right in the kitchen.
Not where, there.
He gestures to her body.
Where here?
Where here doesn't matter. Nothing happened. Michael, do you think I'd let a turkey like Al Bender threaten our marriage? I love you.
I'm sorry, honey.
They hold each other.
I love you, too. I trust you.
They share a long, passionate kiss.
Just tell me where he grabbed you.
Forget it, Michael. It doesn't matter. Don't you understand? We belong to each other. Forever and ever.
They kiss again.
That's it!
What?
That's the solution!
What?
Forever and ever.
What are you talking about?
We don't need to find guardians for Joey because we're never going to die.
Oh. Why didn't I think of that?
We'll make an anti-dying pact. We'll promise each other never to die. You will not die, and I will not die. And if we ever decide to die, you just won't die at the same time. Agreed?
She spits into her palm.
Agreed.
Mike spits into his palm, and they shake hands.
You know, we're just avoiding this thing.
For now. And you know what else we should do? We should stick a pin in our finger inside the oath in blood.
Are you crazy? We could get infections and die.
Gloria hugs Mike, then gives him a kiss. In the bunker's living room, Archie uses the phone as Edith sits nearby.
Oh, sure, little girl. Thanks very much for calling up. No, you don't have to apologize no more. I understand what you're going to do now. Wait till you hear the nut stuff I'm hearing on this phone. We're coming right over. Yeah, right over. Yeah, goodbye.
What did she say?
Grab your hat and let's get over there fast.
What happened? Is the party on?
Oh, the party's on, and them two sound like they're on. Something powerful.
Well, what did she say?
They decided not to name what he called Hal and Trudy as guardians for Joey.
Well, who did they name?
They're naming nobody.
Oh.
You know why they're naming nobody? Of course, they just had a little talk over there, and they decided that they ain't never gonna die. We which means they're gonna live happy ever after in a booby hatch.
Oh.
Keep oh. on laughing that way, and you can move in there with them.
Oh. Oh. Gee, but that's wonderful, don't you see?
No.
Well, if they don't name nobody, then if something happens to them, oh, God forbid, but we would get Joey, because we're his grandparents. We're blood relations.
Well, it's pretty sharp thinking there, Rita. That's the kind of thinking I'd have probably thought about myself if I'd have thought about it. But still, don't you feel insulted? Why didn't they name us?
Well, maybe they will sometime.
Well, but when?
Well, I don't know. But not today. Come on, yeah, let's
Edith,
go.
Edith, you know what we're doing, don't you? We're just sweeping dirty dishes under the rug.
For now. Come on, let's
well, wait, go to wait, the wait, party. Wait, look in your pocketbook, see if you got a $10 bill there, will you?
Well, yeah, I think I do. What do you want it for?
I want to get down to Coffs before they close and pick up another machine gun.
Oh, no.
Give me the money.
No.
Give me the money. Come on. Give me that money.
Archie chases Edith onto the porch.
Close the door, Archie. Beckless, Beckless.
When Archie closes the door, Edith runs off. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Bill Richmond and Gene Parrott. Script supervision by Milt Josephsberg and Mort Lachman. Executive story editors Larry Rhine and Mel Tolkien. Story editors Douglas Arango and Phil Doran. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Lachman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Those were the days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You, by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1976, Tandem Productions Incorporated. Recorded at Metro Media Square, Hollywood, California. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.